Bruce Bachman hanging out with the girls basketball head coach here at Beale City, Brad Ancliffe. And Brad, for those of you who think probably all you do is coach, what's your day job?
I'm actually a probation officer, juvenile probation officer in Big Rapids.
You're now a MHSAA Hall of Famer as far as coaches go. How does that feel to have that recognition?
Exciting. You know, it was pretty neat getting the phone call. I called all my assistant coaches that I've had over the years here at Beale City and a few ADs. So it was really neat to experience that, and I put some stuff on social media thanking all the players that have ever played for me at Beale and at Chip Hills. I started at Chip Hills and came here, and I put together the lineup, kids played.
If you can break down that coaching resume just a bit, tell me where you've been and what all you've coached.
Well, I started at Chip Hills. I was assistant varsity baseball coach there with Eric MacArthur. I was there for 5 years, and then I came to Beale and started as the JV coach. The next year, the varsity job opened up, and I took that and coached for 10.
You've now coached football, baseball, softball, and now girls' hoops. Tell us your thoughts on the differences between coaching young men and women.
There's not a lot of difference. The girls, there's a lot more of explaining why. The guys, you know, you can say, this is what we're going to do, and they kind of go with it. With the girls, I see there's a lot of explaining, like putting pieces to the puzzle together. The girls will work as hard, if not harder, than the boys. The boys really, you know, in my years here and at Chip Hills, the kids work hard. Like I said, the girls work just as hard.
And sports are pretty darn special out here in Beale City. What fuels that, and what's it like being such a big part of that?
It's a lot of fun. You know, I actually, when I interviewed for the job here at Beale, the JV job, and then I got hired for the varsity job. I came here to win. I came here to win state titles. And we've been fortunate enough to play in a lot of state title games. We've been fortunate enough to win 3. You know, that's the motivation. I was spoiled. My third year here, we won a state title. Then we won one in football the next fall, and then we won one in spring. So it was neat, but we want to get back there. We want to play for state titles every year.
I got to do this because she's my friend, and she does appear to help you out a lot. How big of a mess would you be without your wife, Lisa?
She is the rock. You know, she's the one I lean on. She's the one that, you know, there's a lot of conversations that we talk about. And honestly, I wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame without her. I wouldn't be as successful without her. She does a lot of things behind the scenes. I mean, I resigned from baseball to coach my kids, and there's a lot of things that I missed out on with my oldest daughter as well as the twins. And she was there to support me in my decisions, and she's always been supportive of everything. Every adventure we've gone on, everything we've tried to do. So she's more important than a lot of people understand. I mean, there's coaches' wives, and she is definitely one of the best ones.
And what's your favorite part about coaching this particular group of girls?
You know, it's funny because everyone wants to know how we're doing. Well, I always say good. They come in every day, and they work very, very hard. And I know every coach can say that, but I get so many compliments from coaches. The Highland Conference for the girls is incredible. McBain, Lake City, Manton, they've got it going on right now. Manton starts 5 sophomores.
They're really good.
And they're doing very well. And that's not taking anything away from any of the other teams. But I've gotten compliments, I think, from those coaches on how hard these girls play and how much better when we played them in December and then played them early February, how much better they've got.
What's your least favorite part about coaching this group of girls?
I don't really have one. You know, everyone says there's a lot of drama. Yeah. There's not. You know what? They come in, and the hardest part for me is for them to understand my joking. There's things that they'll look at me and I'm like, I'm just kidding, relax, you know. But the boys do that too, so.
And somebody out there considering getting into coaching, tell everybody what those right reasons are for doing it.
It's definitely not the pay. That has nothing to do with it. To have an effect, touching someone's life. You know, there's a lot of things that we talk. We don't talk about basketball goals. We talk about life. And that's been my number one thing. You know, the kids understand when I say we're practicing at 5, you're here at 4:45, or you're here early enough to where you're ready to go. We don't start practice at 5. They're here before that. The reason, it's like showing up late for a job. I mean, you're going to lose your job if you're not there on time. You're going to deal with people you don't get along with all the time. But you have to be able to work with them. So a lot of life goals. And that's my biggest thing, is if we can improve in that aspect, that's huge to me.
I always like to ask coaches, what do kids learn playing sports that they can't learn in the classroom? And I want to change that up for you a little bit. You're a juvenile probation officer. You see a lot of problems in kids. How would kids with those type of problems benefit from playing sports?
I'm fortunate that I've worked for some really good judges that we love kids playing extra school activities, whether it be a sport, whether it be band, drama. And that's, we want the kids out doing something. And I've had kids that, as part of their community service, that I've offered, okay, you play this sport and you finish the season from start to finish. If you're playing, I'll give you credit for hour. And they end up being great. I had a kid that was a great wrestler. So that's what makes it exciting.
Coach Brad Ancliffe, man, appreciate it so much. Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you, sir.